Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jamie Kennedy is one of those actors that you've been able to see on a variety of both television programs as well as movies. I remember watching him now almost 20 years ago when the Scream franchise began. But many of you, of course, got to know him because of Malibu's Most Wanted, other movies like Romeo and Juliet. But more recently, though, this year, he's a part of the big project that a lot of people are talking about today, and that is Buddy Hutchins. We're going to talk to him not only about what it was like for him to bring Buddy to life, but also what's coming up for him next. Jamie, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
How are you, sir?
Hey, doing really good. You know, I have to say, you know, I've been a fan of your work for quite some time, so this is really exciting to be able to speak with you. First of all, let's talk about Buddy, because I think it's so interesting with you. I mean, we can kind of begin the conversation here. You have been able to be a part of so many different diverse projects. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that people have stayed with you throughout these different projects, especially the new one with Buddy Hutchins?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's nice when people grow with you. Like you said, Scream's not been 20 years. It's been like a little bit more than 18. But, yeah, it's creeping up on 20, which is crazy. And, you know, this new world, it moves so quick and so fast, and people's, you know, tastes and change very quickly. So it's been interesting. You know, I've started out in the horror genre, then I branched out into some comedy, and then I went to TV, and now I'm kind of got my hands in a few things, so it's great. And Buddy's kind of a return to my roots. It's kind of, it's a horror, but in a way it's a comedy, because it's kind of a little ridiculous that what he does, but it's, you know, it's obviously a horror movie with real stakes, but there's funny things that happen, so I call it a dark comedy.
It definitely is, and I think, you know, one of the things I was talking to one of my friends about the project, Jamie, after we watched it, was that, you know, I think it's kind of one of those things, one of those horrible scenarios of why you really want to watch what you do to people, because you never know, you know, what a person is capable of. And Buddy Hutchins is a perfect example of that. But it also says a lot about you as well, Jamie, in that you have been able to not only do projects, you know, that people talk about like this one and, you know, like some of the others that we mentioned, but also that you have been able to stay consistent along the way. I mean, what do you think has been the key for you to be able to stay consistent and stay relevant in this business?
Oh, you got to adapt it or die, you know. I mean, it's what it is. Like, I was just thinking about this before I called you. It was like, before, all the time, it would just be movies, movies, movies. And then, you know, then it's like movies, and then people were just doing, they could do TV and movies and go back and forth. And now it's, you know, TV, movies, digital. I just had a call about, like, two digital projects. So you have to do everything. I believe, and you have to, it's not just about like me making something and you watching it and you looking at it. It's almost, you got to be a part of it. So it's like, you have to have a hand whether I should make it. You have to have comments. You will need to see into the process, and everything in our world is transparent. So I think as long as you move with the times, you know, I think that's how it works. You have to, it's not just about making a piece of product and having people watch it anymore. It's much more involved.
Right.
Exactly. Does that make
sense? That, yeah, it definitely makes perfect sense. And I think that's been one of the great things, again, about you. I mean, the idea of fans, though, I mean, as you said, I mean, there are people that you mentioned different projects, and there are going to be people that are like, oh, yeah, I remember that, or, yeah, that's one of my favorite, you know, television shows or movies. I mean, has that become something that you have gotten more comfortable with, knowing that you have this base that is willing to follow you wherever you go?
I love it. And I'm very fortunate that people have liked me and will follow me. And, yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have my, you know, my house, or, you know, wouldn't be able to eat. So they've been the conduit to make my dreams come true. And so, you know, I try to do things that I like, and then I try to do things that I think other people will like. So hopefully, our tastes are aligned.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it definitely comes through. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jamie Kennedy is our guest this segment. We're talking to him not only about his journey as an actor, how he's been able to remain relevant throughout the years, but also some of the great projects he's been able to be a part of. Buddy Hutchins is one of the new ones. A lot of great things coming up for Jamie that we'll tell you guys a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. Jamie, what keeps it fun for you? I was curious about that as I was thinking about this segment with you. I mean, and the different things you've been able to do. What is it that keeps you excited about acting?
Well, excited about acting, the art of acting, is great when you get something really great and well written, and you can act out. And the most exciting thing is, like, let's say you do a movie, right? And you do the movie and you make these choices, and then you don't know if they're working or not until like 9 months later, until you have a screening of it. And when you see that people connect with what you did, that's fun, you know, and you feel like, because basically we want to create something and we kind of like want to feed our muse, you know, right? Like, the reason I'm doing this stuff is because I kind of have to, you know, or else I would go crazy, and it's just who I am. So I'm like, have these ideas I have these like intuitions, and so I want to share them with you, and I need an outlet. And so what's really great is when people say, hey, man, that was funny, that joke, or, yo, I like that character, or, you know. So it's kind of like cleansing your soul. That's what being, I think, creating is. It's like, oh, I wanted to get that out. And then if somebody likes it along with you, then that feels good.
Right. I noticed you said, in going back to Buddy Hutchins, that, you know, I mentioned earlier about your fans, but you also are a fan of others in your industry as well. You talked about what it was like for you to work with Sally Kirkland. I mean, do you think that's one of the added benefits of doing what you love, Jamie, that you're able to work with people that you admire?
Yeah, Sally Kirkland is like one of those people that is, you know, she's not in the spotlight very much right now, but she's just a legend. First of all, she was reared in the 70s, you know, and, you know, her contemporaries were the Faye Dunaways of the world, and, you know, and the Meryl Streeps. And she's, you know, done stuff with Jack Nicholson and a lot of people. And she just is such a good actress, and she's very real, and she's no BS, and, you know, she'll give you really good tips, you know, and she gave me good tips, and so some of the things that she's been associated with are just, you know, classics. And so to be able to share screen time with her and go down in the vaults, you know, that's really cool to me. So people like her are, I kind of just sit and listen to them because they're a wealth of knowledge.
Exactly, and that's the great thing. And with that, though, with your having these individuals that you have such respect for, now you are an example for other people as to what is possible for them, not only as an actor, Jamie, but also, I think, you know, just anyone who's looking to be successful in whatever, you know, career path they may choose. They look at what you've been able to do, look at how you've been able to, as you say, to be able to adapt and to be able to still thrive. I mean, is that an exciting part of this for you, too, to know that you are an inspiration to other people in your industry as well as others?
It's kind of cool, you know. I don't totally look at it like that, but I think I'm getting to that place. I've been doing this for about 20 years. Been, you know, been noticed since Scream, like you said, about 18 years. That's when people started first noticing me. So, and now I feel that I have all the knowledge, and I have a lot of experiences, from starring in movies to doing little spots on television to having great successes to, you know, some bad failures. And now I'm in my early to mid-40s. I'm in a great place because I can take all that knowledge and I can apply it to what I really want to do. If people really do look up to me and they do enjoy me, then they should watch the next few years, because this is where I'm going to really be putting my mark on my things. Like, I've done it before, but I think now is the time where I can do it and completely be in control. And that's exciting, and that's the type of, you know, time we live in, because, you know, there's a lot more autonomy. You can do stuff now and not have to go through so many channels. So it is exciting. Sometimes I don't think about me inspiring people, but it is nice that they do that, and I should be more cognizant of it.
Well, I'd say it definitely has to be a great thing. I want to say we're going to be giving our listeners and let them know how they can stay connected with you here in just a moment, Jamie. But I do want to talk about social media, because that is one of the big, you know, advents, of course, over this past decade. It seems like that everyone is kind of drawn there. You stay connected with your fans there. I mean, you know, you mentioned earlier, and the reason why I want to bring it up, because you say, you know, of course, you wrap a project and maybe months later before it's, you know, it's screened or viewed. You know, now, you know, with a few clicks, you're able in real time to be able to hear from those individuals staying connected with you. What has that part of this been like for you in your career, to be able to have that instant connection with your fans?
Oh, well, it's good and it's bad, you know. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Like, you know, the social media is giving everybody a voice. The problem is it's giving everybody a voice, you know. So sometimes there's people out there that, a lot of people, you know, it's a reflection of themselves. They're negative, and so you have to get used to that, and then you realize it's not really about you. But again, like if there's some nice criticism or something interesting, I'll look at that. I'll go, okay, that's a good point. But if there's something just like, you know, vitriol, it's like, okay, maybe I don't deserve that one. But other than that, that's the negative part. The positive part is that, you know, people can reach out to you. You take a picture with them and a mall, and then it shows up on their Instagram, and then you like it. And they're like, man, that's crazy. Or they put something up of you from a movie, and then you like it. So that never existed. Paul Newman, you know, he lived in somewhere far away, and no one knew where he lived. And if you liked his movie, you saw him in a movie house. So in a way, there was a great time in Hollywood, you know, 50 years ago, where there was this mystery, and now it's more like everybody wants to be a part of it, and they kind of can be through a click or two clicks. And I think that's the way – that's definitely the way it is now, and I think that it's, you know, people like that, and it's cool. And it's great that we can reach out, because little things can work. So right. It used to, you know, if people like me and they like this little movie, then that, the gathering of the, you know, the few stones create, you know, an army here. That wasn't the right saying. It's the stones and moss, I don't know. But it's this guy. A little group of, you know, people can make something successful because they can spread the word virally. So it is great that way. It really is. But one thing I'll say and comment on social media is too many people are caught up on their numbers on social media, exactly, but what they're really doing. And it's like, oh, I have a lot of followers, but what are you really saying, and are they real? That's the problem. Social media is very important now in Hollywood, but I would question it to say, how viable is it? Like, do those people really show up? And there's a few people that I believe they work for. You know, Kevin Hart is amazing. He has an army of people, and I believe that his army is real, you know? But there's other numbers that I wonder, you know? I do wonder it. So until it's totally transparent, I'm not totally buying it, but I definitely think it's a very interesting world.
Right. Really good point. And, you know, we say on this program all the time, Jamie, that when used responsibly, it can be a great thing for sure. Where your folks definitely on Twitter love you, at Jamie Kennedy is where they can stay connected with you. And you always have something great to be able to share. As I said, this year has already been amazing for you. And I know there are a lot of great things coming up for you as well this year. Is your Twitter page the best place for people to stay connected with you, Jamie?
Twitter, I'm at Jamie Kennedy. I'm not the chef. There's a chef, Jamie Kennedy, which is funny that I have to go see him. It's me at Jamie Kennedy. I would say my Facebook, it's the official Jamie Kennedy, and then the Jamie Kennedy on Instagram. And I don't know what my Snapchat is, but I'm going to give that out, but I forget. But so those are the four, and I'm redoing my profile, so I'll get it more. But soon jamiekennedy.com is going to be completed, and people can really go there and find that everything. But those are the places you can reach out right now.
Well, Jamie, it's been great being able to speak with you. Again, everyone, Jamie Kennedy has been our guest. Make sure you guys are going over to Rent or Buy Buddy Hutchins. Now it is available on our partner at Amazon.com. You guys can get it there. Also watch the trailer for it there as well. Stay connected with Jamie through his social media platforms and keep up with him as he's going through another great year. And Jamie, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back.
Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate it.
They really appreciate you and the time. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.